shut the door. That's probably what would be said.
Yeah. Do you think of either of one of those as being maybe more polite?
Clothes would be more polite.
Say, on a frame house, the boards on the outside of the house that kind of overlap each mm-hmm. other like that, any particular term for that?
No, not that.
You ever heard things like that called weatherboards or clapboards or something?
No,
like that?
I haven't.
Not familiar with that. Per se, this, I want to ask you about if you had a, what do you say you do when you're in a car? You
drive
a car. And the past form of that would be yesterday I
drove.
Yeah, and I've
driven.
And getting back to the house, the part of the house, you know, very top of the house, you should just call that
the roof.
Yeah. And talking about the roof, those things right on the edge of the roof, that
the eaves.
Call those the eaves. Is that the same thing as the, you know, those little things that carry the water off on the side of the house?
Yes, it'd be the same.
Have you ever heard of people call them gutters or eaves, troughs or something?
No, well, that would be if there was a loop underneath the eave, you know, to catch the water, that then it would flow down. Mm-hmm. It would be called a gutter.
I see. Well, say, you know, some houses have different slopes of the roof.
Mm-hmm.
What about a place where different slopes of the roof meet, kind of like that? Is there any term for that area right there that you know of?
Gonna come, right?
Yeah. Maybe something like the gutter or the valley or alley or something like that.
No, it's not called
not
any of that.
I see. Or say, a lot of people have a little building in the back of their house where they might keep firewood or tools or something like that. What would you call something like that?
Tool shed. Or there's another term, just call it too.
Or a lean-to or something like that?
Well, if it's completely closed in, it'd be a tool shed, and if it's not, it'd be a lean-to.
I see. Well, you know, in the days before people had indoor plumbing, usually a place out back of the house.
Yeah, outhouse.
Called it the outhouse. Have you ever heard any other terms for that people might use? Maybe if they were joking about it, or a less polite way of referring to it, something like that?
No, other than sometimes crapper.
Crapper, yeah.
That's about.
Yeah. What about something like Privy or Johnny or
John, that'd
the
be
John.
Used.
Yeah. Do you think of the John as being one of those affairs, though, that's away from the house out back?
Yeah, I do, but
yeah.
It's a term for everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of gotten generalized. Say, I was asking you earlier whether you had much experience on the farm. Could you tell me about some of the different kinds of buildings you would expect to see on a farm where you're from?
You'd see a machine shed, which is usually built with three walls, and then at the other end you have openings so that the tractors, combines, cotton pickers can be put in. You would expect to see some animal sheds. There are a few chickens, turkeys, different things that are kept. But barns are very infrequent. Any more barns per se, you wouldn't see that many of them anymore.